At the beginning of the pandemic, we'll all remember that the federal government rolled out several programs to help those who had lost their job because of the COVID-19 pandemic, because of the economy being shut down. One of the ones that we became accustomed to hearing about was the Canada Emergency Response Benefit, or CERB, as it's been called. And thousands of Canadians turned to this benefit to help make ends meet. It was $2,000 that they would get deposited for every 4 weeks of work that they 4 weeks that they were out of work. There were a number of different eligibility requirements that they had to meet. And at the time, the onus was on the person applying to make sure that they did actually qualify for this benefit. It was a very confusing time. I remember covering CERB pretty extensively, and even for myself, learning about what this benefit was, who qualified, who was eligible, how to get the benefit, and which department was responsible for it. Was it Service Canada or was it the Canada Revenue Agency? There was also this question of like who was actually going to be doling out this money that was given to Canadians in emergency. And so you can imagine that a lot of people applied for CERB and later realized that they weren't eligible. But there's been one story that's really stuck out to me of a woman who applied for CERB, was told by one agency, by Service Canada, that she was eligible, but the Canada Revenue Agency is holding back $12,000 of her refund this year, saying, no, she actually wasn't eligible and she has to pay that CERB back. And this is a story that's been played out across the country as the CRA starts to go through all of those applications and figure out who qualified and who didn't. So what's going on exactly? And if this is you, what can you do to find a solution? To answer this question, we are joined by Katrina Miller. She's Executive Director of Canadians for Tax Fairness. Hi, Katrina.
Hi, how are you, Rubina? Pleasure to have you.
I'm doing well. Thanks so much. You know, you've heard this story before. I know you've commented on it. Tell me what's going on and how common is this? How commonly are you hearing that someone received CERB, thought they were eligible, and now are being asked to pay, in this case, more than $10,000 back?
Well, it's actually not that common, but that doesn't mean that it isn't serious for the people who are experiencing it, like the case that you've spoken about. You know, at the time, you're right, when CERB was first put out into the public, we were in the midst of a pandemic. We were in an emergency and the government was very clear. Look, if you need the money and you think you're eligible, apply, get the money and take care of yourself and we'll work it out later. That was the government's approach. What we saw happen about a year later is the government really flipped its approach and said, hey, if you were ineligible, you need to give us that money back right now. Now, a lot of the people who applied for CERB and who were ineligible were still in financial distress. And do tend to be low-income people. So the problem is that as the CRA goes after these people in this sort of very aggressive approach, holding back their tax refunds, holding back other benefit programs because they've been deemed ineligible, this is putting these people in incredible financial duress. And these are the people who can afford it least. Right now, what Canadians can do is they can, of course, appeal the CRA's decision. They can complain to the taxpayer's ombudsperson and hopefully seek redress through those routes. But truly, it really should be the Government of Canada that is ensuring that it's viewing eligibility properly, that it's solving, you know, some discrepancies between Service Canada and CRA, which seem to be happening in many of these cases, and that it's, you know, clearly communicating to those Canadians what exactly has made them ineligible and working out a plan with them of how they can pay it back without putting them in financial duress.
Yeah, for this individual, the reason she did not qualify that was given by one of the federal agencies was that she made less than $5,000 in the previous year before the pandemic. So already someone who is in a very low income situation who was given this money, and this is the thing that I find hard to reconcile as well, is that once you're given the money, you've spent it on things like rent and food and other things for your family, and then retroactively being asked to pay it back. It's not like it was sitting in some bank account waiting to be paid back. Even if the rules were clear that, you know, you have to know you're eligible, you have to know that you qualify, once that money is there, you're going to spend it on things that you need for your family. Talk to me a little bit about the disconnect between the CRA going after individuals who were ineligible for CERB, but then not paying as much attention to the Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, which also supposedly $15 billion of that was given out to ineligible businesses.
That's right. You've got it exactly right. Three times as much money was given to potentially ineligible businesses through the CEWS program. And the CRA has explicitly stated, in fact, that it is not seeking to recover that money because it has deemed it an inefficient activity or an inefficient use of their resources. They've really given no other explanation as to why they won't try to recover that money from businesses and corporations, many of them large corporations, we assume. And we've done some of our own research to look at some of the, you know, Canada's largest corporations who are already avoiding many of their taxes, who actually took CEWS and didn't increase their employment. So we know that some of these corporations are multi-billion dollar entities that probably have the money, and the CRA isn't seeking to get the money back from them, but is going after low-income Canadians who can't afford to pay back thousands of dollars and certainly can't afford to have thousands of dollars withheld in other benefits or refund programs. Now, there's organizations, and we've signed on to this as well, who said that we really should have a CERB amnesty, that if individuals below a certain income level, you know, were ineligible for CERB, that we should consider, you know, basically giving them amnesty on their payback. Allowing them to keep that money, understanding that they're still in a financially distressful situation, and move on to more, you know, efficient and effective programs for individuals that are in low income, and also, you know, more efficient and effective ways to ensure that businesses are paying their fair share too.
Yeah, it does seem like they're going after the little guys, the individuals like this mom that may, you know, who's in a very low income situation already for money that she simply does not have, and ignoring the fact that companies also, and also with CEBA, with the Canada Emergency Business Account, where a loan that was given out to companies that needed it at the time, and if they paid a certain amount back, they could actually keep about $10,000 of that money. That one to me always never really made as much sense. Explain to me how that whole program worked and how that's not under scrutiny right now as to who qualified for that and those individuals who took it, were they actually eligible?
Yeah, and we don't really know much about that program. And what's most interesting to me about these corporate programs, these business programs versus the programs for individuals, is we have a lot of details about what the CRA is doing to go after ineligible individuals. They tell us how many letters they sent out. They tell us how many refunds they've held back. They tell us how much money they've received back. But we hear virtually nothing about what's happening with CEBA, what's happening with CEWS, except with CEWS, they actually have been quite specific that they don't plan to go after those businesses. With CEBA, that loan refund has been deferred kind of a couple of years forward. So those businesses are getting even more time to pay back that loan. And that's happening, of course, while individuals are actually having their tax refunds withheld. They're not being given the option to have this extensive period of time by which they can pay back. They're being told they have to pay back right now or, you know, suffer the consequences, frankly. And to me, that's just frankly unfair. And the CRA really has to answer why they're taking such an unfair approach towards individuals versus businesses.
Katrina, thank you so much for joining us today, getting us up to date on what's happening with individuals who are getting these letters or getting the money withheld by the CRA. It is really an unfortunate situation. And like you said, going after the little guys rather than the big businesses who also were shown to have applied for these monies when they were not eligible. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rubina.
That's Katrina Miller. She's Executive Director of Canadians for Tax Fairness, talking about many individuals in Canada who are being asked to pay CERB back or getting mixed messages, having their tax withheld when they filed their returns, and finding themselves in a very financially vulnerable situation because at the time when they applied, they believed they were eligible. They did it honestly. And now government's asking them to pay that money back.